Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Ches. We are holding on daf Tzadi Zayin Amin Beis. Let's get moving here. We are in the third wide line of daf Tzadi Zayin Amin Beis. Amar Rav. Again, we're still discussing when Mashiach is going to come, and basically the answer is we don't know. But let's read the long version of that answer. Amar Rav. Kalu kalakitzin veina davar taliyel b'tshuva umaisim tovim. All the ends that have already been determined, that people have figured out of when Mashiach has to come, have already come and gone, and Mashiach will come now only through tshuva maisim tovim. Shmuel amar, dayu la'avil sheyamad be'evlo. Shmuel says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being referred to as an avil over here. He's been for many days, many years already, in a state of avelus, so it's he's had enough. And if we don't do tshuva, there's going to be a certain time where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say enough already. I want Mashiach to come. Lishnachrina Rashi says is dayu la'avil dayan liYisrael tsar galus vafilu b'lo tshuva negalin, that it's already been enough tsar for the galus for us, that we're the avil, and therefore we're going to be redeemed even without tshuva, just because we've paid the price already through all the tsaros that we've had. Kitanai, so this is subject to the machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Elazar Omer, and Yisrael Olsen Tshuva Negalin V'Mlavei Negalin. If we do Tshuva, we'll have Gula, otherwise we will not have Gula. Amar Rabbi Shua Mein Olsen Tshuva Ein Negalin. If we don't do Tshuva, we're not going to get Gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamun Lan Melech Shegzeros of Kashos Kahaman. Rather, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to make a king whose Gzeros are as difficult on us as Haman, Yisrael Olsen Tshuva Maksun Lamutav, and he's going to force us to do Tshuva, and that way, that's how we'll bring Mashiach. Tanya Yidach, we have another Bryce. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Im Yisrael Olsen Tshuva Negalin. If we do Tshuva, we'll get Geula. Shnemar Shuvu Banim Shavu Merpa Mashuv Al Seichem. Amar Lo Rabbi Yoshua V'Lo Kfar Nemar Chinam Nimkarntam V'Lo B'Kesef Tegalu. But it already says Lo B'Kesef, meaning Kesef over here refers to Tshuva Maisim Tovim, that even if we don't do Tshuva Maisim Tovim, still we're going to have Geula. Chinam Nimkarntam V'Avodus Kachav V'Lo B'Kesef Tegalu Lo B'Tshuva Maisim Tovim. That Chinam Nimkarntam is Avodus Kachavim Lo B'Kesef Tegalu means with Tshuva Maisim Tovim. Amar Lo Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yoshua V'Lo Kfar Nemar. So again, they keep arguing back and forth whether we need tshuva or not. It's going to be very interesting machlokas, because all they keep doing is quoting pesukim to each other. No one ever addresses the other guy's pesukim. They just say, oh yeah, well, I got another pesuk on my side, I have another one on my side, I have another. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what they're adding as they continue through the conversation, other than to say, you know what, there are a lot of pesukim. Some of them indicate that if we do tshuva, some of them indicate if we don't do tshuva. Difficult to make heads or tails of it. So Rabbi Yeshua says right back to Rabbi Yeshua, look for Nemar, shuvu elai v'shuvu aleichem. You do tshuva to me, and I'll return to you, God says. I'm the Rabbi Shua, look for Nemar, but Rabbi Shua says right back, no, it says, Ki enochi ba alti b'chem lakakti eschem echem mi'iru shnayim y'mishmacha ve'vesi eschem tzion. That ba alti eschem, that it sounds like bal karcham, even without tshuva, it's going to happen. I'm the Rabbi Lazar, look for Nemar, b'shuva v'nachas tusha'un. I'm the right, that it's only when you do tshuva. I'm the Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, look for Nemar, ko amar Hashem go'al Yisrael u'kidosho le'vazo nefesh le'mitav goy le'evin moshlim. Malachim yiru v'kamusar v'yishtachavu. That even when we're vaza nefesh, even when we're the lowest of the low, and we've done all sorts of averos, and we have nothing on our side, still it's going to happen. So you see that we're not going to have to do tshuva. Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar v'lo kfar nemar im tashuv Yisrael numashem elai toshuv. Again, only if you do tshuva. Amar Lo Rabbi Shuva v'lo kfar nemar v'yashma asi ish levush abadim asher mimal imeme arva yar mimino usmol al shemayim v'yish v'b'chaya olam ki lemoin mo'adim v'chatzi v'uchichlos nafats yad am kodesh tichlana kalela v'shasak Rabbi Elazar. Checkmate. So then Rabbi Elazar was quiet. I'm not sure why it was that pasuk that put him over the top, that it's the tzaros that are going to bring Mashiach, but whatever it is, that pasuk allowed Rabbi Elazar to be quiet. And it sounds like well, shasak is always a little tricky to translate. Doesn't mean he gave in, does not mean he gave in, but at least he ran out of pesukim. V'amar Rabbi Abba, ein lecha ketz megula mizeh. We have no end of days that's going to be more obvious that it's the end than the following simanim. Shnemar v'atem harei Yisrael anafchem titnu purichim tisu la'amei Yisrael. That when Eretz Yisrael starts producing branches and fruits and it starts growing again, that's a wonderful sign that Mashiach is on his way. Rav Lazar Omer af mizer. Rav Lazar says, well, there's another one also. There's another sign that Mashiach is on his way. Shnemar k'lifnei hayam mehem sachar ha'adam lo niyav schar ha'behema inena liyotze lavo ein shalom minatzar. Says almost the exact opposite. Not that there's going to be so much prosperity and fruits growing, etc., but rather that there's going to be so much tzaros, that it's going to be so difficult. So that's why it's so difficult to really ever determine anything, because all the simanim are the exact opposites of each other. So my liyotze lava ein shalom minatzar. What does that mean? What does the pasuk mean when it says liyotze lava? There's not going to be shalom minatzar. Rav amar af talmidei chacham shekasuv bahem shalom. Even talmidei chacham about whom it says shalom. D'chsiv shalom rav lo avisar esecha. Right. That's a reference to talmidei chachamim. Ein shalom epnei tzar. Still are not going to have any shalom because of tzar. So talmidei chacham are supposed to be marbim shalom ba'olam. We're supposed to cause so much extra shalom in the world. Still, they're not. They themselves aren't even going to have shalom. That's the reference in the pasuk. Rav Shachter always quotes. That's where Rav Kook used to say that. How do you know Chazal had a sense of humor? That they said that talmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Unfortunately, we see in our days so many times talmidei chachamim are doing anything but being marbim shalom ba'olam. But anyway, so but ideally, that's what talmidei chachamim are supposed to be doing. Shmuel amar ad shiukala sha'arim kulan shkulin. Shmuel says until all the sha'arim, all the prices are all equal. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Shkulin shavin sharatvu aviyayin revachim kedarmen chamisha sova gadol. There's going to be so much that everything's going to be cheap. That the prices of there's going to be so much plenty. The prices of everything, of the grain and the wine, it's all going to be the same because there's going to be so much of everything. Lishna achrina shkulin shavin shakulin yikarin. Lishna achrina, Rashi says, is the exact opposite. That they're going to be so expensive. So in case the Gemara isn't so sure itself about what the siman of Mashiach are, so Rashi comes up with opposite interpretations of what each line of Gemara says. So again, it makes it so much more difficult. Mashiach is only going to come when we are looking for a fish for a sick person and you won't be able to find it. That the rivers will flow like oil, meaning that they're going to be dried up and they're not going to be any, they're going to be slick. The rivers, the waterways, are going to have oil spills in them, and therefore it's going to kill the sea life. It's going to kill the fish, and you're not going to be able to find fish because of the oil spills in the water. Okay, that's a pretty scary one. V'kasav b'yomahu atzmiach karen lebeis Yisrael. And on that day, it's going to be a karen lebeis Yisrael. That's going to lead to the horns of Klal Yisrael being raised up. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, ein ben David ba'ad shetich l'malchus hazal miYisrael. Ben David is only going to come when the Malchus Hazala means the lowly officers of Klal Yisrael, that there's not going to be any sort of, even the lowest type of officers are not going to be found amongst Klal Yisrael. Shnemar v'karis ha-zalzalim v'mizmaros, uksiv basrei, ve'esahi yovel shay la'ashem tzvakos, amim moshachum morat. Amar Ziri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba'at Sheyichlu Gasei Aruach Yisrael. Mashiach is only going to come when there are no more people who are Balei Gaiva in Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Ki Azas Yom Kirbucha Alize Ga'avascha. Uksiv, V'Yisharti B'Kirbucha Amani V'Dol V'Chasu B'Shem Hashem. Amar Rabbi Simlai Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Ein Ben David Ba'at Sheyichlu Kol HaShoftim V'Shotrim Yisrael. Ben David is only going to come when all the Shoftim and Shotrim are gone from Yisrael. Shenemar, V'Ashiv Yaday Alecha V'Atzrof Kabor Sigecha V'Ashiv V'Shoftecha. Amar Ula Ein Yerushalayim Niftis. Yerushalayim is only going to be redeemed Ela B'Tzedaka, through Tzedaka. Shenemar Tzion B'Mishpat Tifta V'Shivya B'Tzedaka. Amar Rav Papa I Batli Yehiri Batli Amgushi. If those who have Yuhara, who have arrogance, are batel, then the amgushi are going to be batel. What are amgushi? Says Rashi, habedelim miyiras hamakom. Those that separate from yiras hamakom, from fear of God. So yuara leads to is an obviously directly leads to having less fear of God, because yuara is a sense of arrogance normally associated with religious arrogance. Someone who believes that they're so frum, they act in a way that's religiously arrogant. That's beyond what their level is. Batli dayane. If dayanim are batel, then batli gzirafti. Then the gzirafti are going to be batel. What are the gzirafti? Girsa on the side, it says Girsa Saruch Gazi Depati, Pirsrisi Vishotre Hasarim, that the officers, the police officers, the law enforcement officials, Ibatli Yihiri, Batli Amgushi. How do we know the first statement that we said that in Batli Yihiri, Batli Amgushi, Dixiv, Vetzrov Kabarsi Gaich, Vasiru Kalbidi Laich, Vibatli Dayani, Batli Gezirafti. How do I know that's true? Dixiv, Hesar Shemesh Ptecha Pnei Vecha. Fine, that Hashem is going to take away the face of our enemies. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Imra Isa Dor Shemismait Vaholech Akelo. If you see a generation that's on a downward spiral, so then you should have some high hopes for that generation, that might be the generation of Mashiach. Shnemer Ves Amani Toshia Vagomer. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Imra Isa Dor Shetzaros Rabbos Basil of Kinahar Chakelo. If you see a generation that there are many tsaros that pass over it like a river, that is just a raging river of tsaros that can continues to go and to affect that generation, so you should have high hopes that maybe that's the generation of Mashiach. Shneamar ki yavu kinahartza ruach Hashem nosasavo v'samachlei uvalitziyam goel. And right after that, it says uvalitziyam goel. So that's when the gula is going to come. V'am Rabbi Yochanan ein ben David ba el bedor shekulo zakei ekulo chayiv. One of the more famous statements that ben David is only going to come either in a generation that's totally zakei and therefore deserves it, or kulo chayiv is completely the opposite of zakei, is completely in trouble and does everything wrong and therefore needs it, right? One way or the other. Bidar shekulo zakei dechsiv amcha kulam tzadikim lo mirshu aretz. Bidar shekulo chayiv dechsiv vayar ki ein ish vayishtomim ki ein mafgia uksiv lemaniya says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I have to do it for my own sake. Then it's not going to be for the sake of Klal Yisrael. I mean, they're gone already, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to say that lemaniya says. I'm Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the following stira. Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Bo'ita, that it will come in its time. Uksiv, Achishena. Yet on the other hand, the pasuk says, I will hasten it. So which is it? Is Mashiach going to come in the right time, in the predetermined time? Or is it going to be hastened that Mashiach is going to come even sooner? So Zocha, Achishena, lo Zocha, Bi'ita. So if we're Zocha, then he's going to hasten it. If we're not Zocha, then it's going to come at some predetermined date that's much later than the date if it's sped up. I'm Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Shoben Levi Rami. Rabbi Shoben Levi asked the following stira. Ksiv aru amanani shemayu kvar inishata. That ukvar inishata. That the Mashiach is going to come like on the clouds of glory, on the clouds of heaven. Uksiv ani v'rochiv al chamar. Yet on the other hand, it says that he's going to come riding in like a poor man riding on a donkey. Zachu imanani shemayu. So the answer is, if we're zocha, the Mashiach is going to come in a miraculous, glorious fashion, and it's going to be something everyone's going to recognize as miraculous. Lo zachu, for not zocha ani rochiv al chamar. So not only is the timing of Mashiach dependent on our zuchuyos, but the way in which Mashiach comes is also dependent on our zuchuyos. It might come through, through the pitter patter of a little donkey coming into town with some poor man on its back, and that's going to be the Mashiach. It's not going to be the Kolos Uvrakim or with great fanfare and excitement as it, perhaps it should be if we were Zocha. Amri Shvar Malka Shmuel, Amrisu Mashiach Chacham Rasi. So Shvar Malka, King Shavur, says to Shmuel, you say that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey? Ishtalei Susya Barka Di Isli. I'll tell you what, I'll give you my fanciest horse that I have and let him use that. Meaning he's saying that this Mashiach that you've been waiting for centuries and centuries, and what is he already? He's a poor man riding in on a donkey. I'm just a regular king and I got so many fancy horses. I'll give him one of my horses, he was saying sarcastically. So Amalei, Mi Yislach Bar Chivri Gavni, he says, you have a horse of that many colors that Mashiach can come on, meaning none of your horses can match up. Rashi says, Bar Chivri Gavni, Klum Yesh Chasus Bar Mea Gavonin, do you have a horse of 100 colors? Shechamar Shalo Kainhu, Vimilso Bialmadach. And Rashi says, it doesn't really mean anything, because what, 100 colors? What's he even talking about? A donkey of 100 colors? He was just saying, you've never seen a donkey like this donkey. He was just trying to give him some answer, but it wasn't really a teretz, Rashi says. That's a little bit strange. So why did he give that mashal? Perhaps what it means is that a donkey of 100 colors is that Mashiach is going to be able to bring together so many different types of people. People of all different stripes and colors, people of all different backgrounds and all different attitudes and all different communities. That's what Mashiach's specialty is going to be, that he's going to be able to bring all different kinds of people together. Maybe that's the message of the 100 colors. There is a lot of discussion about what it means that he comes in on a donkey. Right? So the point has been made that's goof of the issue. That's goof of the point that the Gemara is trying to make, that it doesn't doesn't come on a horse that can run really fast, and that's how Rashi understands. Susi barka, Rashi says, susi badka, sus baduk larutz. And Lishna Achrina, Rashi says, what he was suggesting is, I'll give him my fastest horse. What does he have to come on a donkey? But that's what a lot of the Achronim say, that's good for the point. The Mashiach comes on a donkey, what that means is, he comes slowly. That people always assume that the Yemos HaMashiach is going to come keherifayin, and that it's all going to happen at one shot, and that one day we're going to be in Golos, and the next day it's all going to be solved. But when we're not Zoch, and it's only Rochev HaLachamar, it's not going to work that way. It's not going to come with great speed. A donkey goes very slowly, and he takes a step, he stops, takes another step, and he stops. And sometimes that might be the Gula process that we're actually looking forward to, that we get back Eretz Yisrael, and it's great excitement, and then we have all sorts of tzaras and wars in Eretz Yisrael and terror attacks, and we get back Yerushalayim, and back, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and it might be a slow process. There's no guarantee that it's going to be a quick process. Rabbi J.J. Schachter has a shiur on this topic he wants to discuss. He said, you know, it was like the people don't know what to make of Medinas Yisrael, because everyone always assumed that we're either going to have Geula or we're going to have nothing. And this is like halfway. This is, you know, we have Eretz Yisrael, we have a Jewish government, we have so much Torah going on there, but it's not Geula, so it's when no one expected for centuries. But maybe that's what Ani Rochev HaLachmar means. Who knows? So Rabbi Shubin Levi Ashkach L'Aliyahu Davakami Apischa D'Ma'arasa D'Rabbi Shubin Ben Yichai. Rabbi Shimon Levi happened to have found Eliyahu Navi sitting by the entranceway to the cave of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, to the burial place the Marasa, the cave of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Amalei Asina L'Almadasi. So he says to Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, am I going to come into the next world? Am I going to be Zocha Tolam Haba? It's a very strange question. Rabbi Shimon Levi, he actually saw Olam Haba while he was alive. The Gemara's and Ksuvis that talk about how he jumped over to the other side. He went along with the Malach HaMavis, borrowed the Malach HaMavis' knife so that he couldn't kill him, and he jumped over to the other side, told him about while he was alive. So now he's asking, am I going to go to Olam Haba? Maybe it's Gufa because of that. Gufa because he saw while he was alive that he was worried that he already got it, that he's not going to go to Olam Haba. But you do find other Amorayim also that had doubts. They just said, maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, I'm going to see two paths, one to Olam Haba and one to Gehenim, and I don't know which path I'm really going to go on. So a lot of the Amoraim, they had doubts, and that was part of what drove them, is that they still weren't sure that they quite made it. So Amrulei Imirza Adonazes. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai answered, you know, if the Master of the Universe wants you to go Olam Haba, you'll go to Olam Haba. So, meaning what he's really saying, Mirsa Hashem, you'll go to Olam Haba. Am Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shnayim Re'isi V'kol Gimel Shamati. He says, well, I see two, but I hear a third voice, meaning I hear the voice of God. Am Rabbi Amos Asi Mashiach. He says, when is Mashiach coming? Am Rabbi Zil Shaila L'day. He said, why don't you go ask Mashiach when Mashiach is coming? What are you asking me for? V'hecha Yosef. Okay, where is he? Apiska Dekarte. He's at the entranceway to the city. Umaisi Money. How am I going to know which guy he is, meaning who sits at the entranceway to the city? The guy's collecting money. The guy's that have tzaras, and therefore they can't be in the city, so they were banished to the outside of the city, and they're sitting there, the panhandlers, and that's where Mashiach is going to be. He's amongst the panhandlers outside of the city. So he says, how am I going to know which panhandler is Mashiach? So Yosef Beni Ani Yisuv Lechalayim, he's sitting amongst the people who are suffering from all sorts of disease. V'kula and Sharav Asiru B'chad Zimna, all of the rest of them, when they replace their bandages, they remove all their bandages from their whole body at once, and then they replace them all at one time. But Ihu Sharichad va'asirchad, but he removes one at a time and replaces each one at a time. So that's, you see the panhandler that's suffering from illness that replaces one bandage at a time, that's Mashiach. Amar d'mavina d'lo yakev, because why does he do that? Because he says, if I'm called last minute, I don't want to have to waste time, meaning if all my bandages are removed and then it's time for me to come, so I'm going to have to put on all my bandages again and then come, I want to be ready. So azal gabe, so he went to visit this ani who was supposed to be Mashiach. Amar le shalom alecha Rabbi Mari. So he says to him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mari. Amar Leh, so the Ani responds, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He right away knows who he is. He says, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Amar Leh Le'emas Asimari. He says, when are you coming already? Amar Leh Hayom. He says, I'm coming today. Asal Gavi Eliyahu Amar Leh Mayom Lach. So he went to Eliyahu, and Eliyahu said, oh yeah, what did he tell you? Amar Leh Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He said to me, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He gave me a Shalom Aleichem. Amar Leh Aftacha Chalach Lavuch Le'al Mada'asi. That's a guarantee that both you and your father are getting Olam Haba. So he wanted to know if you're going to go to Olam Haba? Your answer is a resounding yes. If the Mashiach said to you, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, it's a guarantee to the Father, because he didn't call you by your name, he called you by your father's name. So he said, Shalom Alecha, that's a guarantee to you, and he referred to you by your father's name, so that's obviously something about the zechus of your father. Amalei Shkuri Kashakarbi, he says, okay, that's really nice, I'm going to go to Olam Haba, but the bottom line is, this guy you told me is Mashiach, he lied to me. Damli Ayomasin of Lo Asli, he told me he's coming today, and guess what? Today is over, and he didn't come. Amalei Hachi Amalach Hayom Mekol Tishmo. No, what he meant by Hayom isn't today. He was paraphrasing the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hayom Mekol Tishmo. It means, as soon as the Jewish people listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when he's going to come. Shalu Talmid of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Amos said ben David, but Talmid of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. When is Mashiach going to come? Amram Misari Anishamat of Akshu Menios. He says, I'm afraid to tell you, because I'm afraid if I tell you when he's going to come, you're going to ask for a sign that he's in fact coming. That what I'm telling you is the truth. Amrullah, they said to him, Einon Mvakshin Machos. No, no, we promise, we're not going to ask for any sign. Just tell us when he's going to come. So Amrullah, look, Sheepal Asharazeh, Vyivne, Vyipal Vein Maspikal Vinoso. He says, when this gate falls and is rebuilt, and falls and is rebuilt, and then it falls and is unable to be rebuilt, Ajbin David Ba, that's when Mashiach is going to come. So Amrullah, Rabbeinu Tein Lanuos. They said, give us a sign that that's true. So Amar Lahem, V'lo Kach Amartin Lishenatam V'Akshim Enuos. It's like dealing with children, it sounds like, right? So he said, didn't I tell you? I want to come to the candy store. I'm not going to ask for any candy. Right? Then you go to the candy store. Didn't you say you're not going to ask for any? Right? So didn't you say you're not going to ask for a nose? So they Amar Lo, V'afal Pikei. They said, yeah, but now we see it, and now we really want the oath. So we said, we didn't realize what kind of Nisayin it would be. So Amar Lahem, Im Kach Yahavchu Mei Ma'aris Pamyas Ladam v'nevchul ladam. He says, "Okay, if you the sign that I'm telling you the truth is the waters of this cave should turn to dam, and in fact it turned to dam. So that was the oath that what he was telling them was true. Peshas p'tirasa amalehen. At the time of his death, he said to them, Hamikuli aroni. I want you to bury my aron deep down into the ground. That wasn't always the common practice. They used to bury them in caves. So he said, I want to be unusual. I want my burial place to be deep down inside the ground. Shein kol dek." The dekel shall bavel shein sus shall parsiim nikshabo, because there's not going to be a single dekel tree in bavel that the parsiim, the horses of the parsiim, are not going to attack. Ve'en lecha kol arun v'arun shaberet yisrael shein sus madai ochel bo tevin, and there's not going to be a single arun neretz yisrael that the horses of madai are not going to eat tevin from it and use it like a feeding trough. So I don't want my body to be desecrated. So I need to be buried underground where the horses aren't going to be able to have access to me. Amar Rav, Ein Ben David Ba'at Shetispashi Lamalchus Al Yisrael Tisha Chadashim, that Ben David's not going to come until the Malchus is going to spread out over Israel for 9 months. Shemar Lechem Yitnem Ad Eis Yolda Yolda V'Yesra Chiv Yeshuvan Al B'nei Yisrael. So what's the ace of Yolda Yolda? What's the ace? The time period of childbirth. So it's a 9 month gestation. That's what it's referring to. Amr Ula Yesi Velo Ichmine. He said, Ula says, let Mashiach come, but please let me not be here to see it. Meaning, this is obviously going on the side that it's going to be very difficult times, that the Ikvus of the Mashiach are going to be extremely difficult times to live through. So he says, yes, I desperately want Mashiach to come. I just don't want to be here to see it. V'chein Amar Rabba Yesi Velo Ichmine. Rabba also says, let Mashiach come. I just don't want to be here to see those times. Rav Yosef Amar Yesi Ve'ezki De'esiv Betula De'kufisa De'chamrei. He says, I want Mashiach to come, and even if it means that I have to sit there in the shadow of the dung of his donkey, meaning that sometimes part of what's going to lead to the coming of Mashiach is going to be smelly and unpleasant and difficult, but he says it's worth it. I'm willing to go through whatever tzaros it is in order for Mashiach to come. Amle Abaye l'Rabba my time. Abaye said to Rabba, why is it that you're so afraid of living through the time period that Mashiach comes? Why is it that you don't want to be there to see it? If it's because of the Chevle Mashiach and the difficult times that are going to lead up to the coming of Mashiach. But Tanya, Shalom Talmid, Rabbi Lezer, my Yasa Adam, Yasa Lechav Lashon Mashiach, Yasa Gtar Ugmilis Chasadim, Umar Hatar Vagmilis Chasadim. But don't we already know that if you want to be spared from the Chevle Shal Mashiach and you want to be able to get through it, so you need to be involved in Torah Gmilis Chasadim? And don't worry, you, Rabbi, have both Torah Gmilis Chasadim, so you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Why are you afraid? He says, no, you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that maybe I did an Avera, and therefore normally Targum Yilz Chesedim is enough to spare you from the Chavli Mashiach. But if you do an Avera, maybe that's going to, who knows what Avera is going to tip things in the other direction and going to cause you to suffer from the Chavli Mashiach. Could Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, exactly like Rabbi Yaakov Baridi taught, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Rami, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi asked the following stira. God says to Yaakov, you know, I am with you, and I will guard you in everywhere you go. And yet on the other hand, it says Yaakov was afraid. What do you mean? God promised him that he's going to be with him, he's going to protect him. So what was Yaakov afraid of? He thought that that promise was only on condition. He thought that promise was only on condition that he doesn't do an Avera. And maybe he did some sort of Avera, and that Avera is what caused him to maybe not be zocha to the promise of the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. This is a very fascinating comment. The Gemara says, that the same Gemara appears in Maseches Brachos as well. The Rambam, the Shmona Prakim, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, writes that one of his rayas, that a Navi, in order to be a Navi in Klal Yisrael, a person doesn't have to be perfect. They're able to do Averos, but they just have to be very, very good. As we discussed on Shavuos a little bit, the Rambam writes that they have to be both extremely intelligent and extremely refined in their Midos and their Avodas Hashem. But it doesn't mean they have to be perfect, that they never did an Avera. And one of his rayas is Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu was afraid and didn't have bitachon. He lacked bitachon, because vayir Yaakov mod v'yitzelo. And even though he lacked bitachon, which is obviously something that's not good, you see that, and what Ram is saying is, not just that it's not good that he didn't have vera, but it's that it's a problem in his midos, a problem in his overall religious attitude. So he lacked bitachon, so you see, he wasn't perfect in his religious attitudes, and nevertheless, he was a Navi. So the Ram says, you see from there that you could be a Navi even if you're not perfect in religious attitudes. Doesn't mean, obviously, if you do an Averi, you still be an Avi, because we have very few people that never did Averos. What it means is that attitudinally, that a person could be imperfect, as you see from Yaakov Avinu. So that's what the Chesed Avram, the commentary on the Shmona Prakim, asks on the Rambam. What are you talking about? The Gemara asked that Kasha already, how it could be that Yaakov was afraid, that Vayira Yaakov Mod Vayitzolo, how could that be? What happened to his Bitachon? And the Gemara answered that he was afraid Shem Yigro Machet, not that he lacked a basic sense of Bitachon. So that's what the Chesed Avram explains, that we have to say is that there are tzvei dinim in Bitachon. That one is a general bitachon every single person has to have. You have to have bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use his midas harachamim with you. The other level of bitachon is a bitachon that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you something directly, so you have to have bitachon that he's going to do as he promised. The Gemara didn't ask about Yaakov's general bitachon. The Gemara asked, look, Hashem promised something to Yaakov, why didn't he believe it? So the Gemara answers, Shem Yigro Machet. He thought that promise maybe doesn't apply because Shem Yigro Machet. And where does that leave Yaakov? Like everybody else, who has to have a normal bitachon, a bitachon that Hashem's going to use their midas harachamim with him, right? So that's what the Rambam is saying. You see, Yaakov lacked that level of bitachon, and that chisaron in midos still didn't stop him from being a navi. Frakt Rav Elchanan Wasserman in his Kovetz Mamarim, there is a Gemara in Menachos where the Gemara tells us that that Rabbi Akiva died the terrible death that he did, and who was it? The Adam Arishon was shown Dar v'Darshav, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torv Zu Schara, why is that going to happen? Or Moshe Rabbeinu, one of them they were both shown, but I don't remember which one the Gemara says. And he said, how could that be that someone's going to live like that and that he's going to suffer like that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shto Kach Alav B'Machshav Lefanai, says the Shlach Kadosh. What that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alav B'Machshav to create the world with Midas Hadin, and instead he ended up creating it with Midas Arachman because he saw that the world would never survive with Midas Hadin. If it was Midas Hadin, anyone would take one misstep and there would lightning would come from Shemayim and that would be it and they'd be done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Olam Machshav Lefanai was telling, I think it was Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, no, you know why Rabbi Akiva suffered so terribly? Because sometimes you have a tzaddik that comes along that I'm able to treat him the way I initially planned the world to run, which is with Midas Hadin. So that's why it's happening to him, because he earns it. It's not Namad de Kisufa when he gets up to Shemayim. It's not going to be the bread of embarrassment. He's going to earn everything he gets, because he's going to be treated with complete Midos Adin. So Frek Rav Elchanan, if that Shlach HaKadosh is correct, then we're back to Akasha on the Rambam. Because the Rambam over here says, why did Yaakov lack the basic bitachon, right? Like the Chesed Avram tries to say, why did Yaakov lack the basic bitachon? What is basic bitachon? that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use Midas HaRachamim with you. So maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe that's the kasha on the that's a kasha on the Rambam, says Rav Elchanan. Because I could tell you why Yaakov lacked the basic bitachon, not because of a pigam in his Midas, but because he was at least as great as Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he deserved to be treated with Midas HaDin. But what I wanted to be Mitaritz was no. But what was his fear? His fear was Shem Yirgur Machet. So if Lishi Tasso, that he's not going to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct promise because of Shem Yirgur Machet, so then he shouldn't deserve the Midas HaDin either if he was Shem Yirgur Machet. So maybe it's a Lishi Tasso that the Rambam was saying. Okay. Kidetanya, Ad Yavaram Chashem Zubia Rishona, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa Zubia Shnia. So one would say that Klal Yisrael deserves a miracle to happen with the second be of the way we are with the first. Ela shagar machet, but the averos have caused it to not be that way. V'chinam Rabbi Yochanan yesi v'lo chmine. And Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Let Mashiach come. Let me not be there to see it." Amalei Reish Lakish my time is Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, "Why not?" Ilei mamishim duchsev kasher yana mishmi pnei ariu pagu adov uba abayis v'samichad alakiv nashkan nachash. If you're going to say because it's like a situation where man encounters a lion and he runs away from the lion and there's a bear and then he runs into his house and there's a snake that bites him wherever he goes, he can't escape sorrows. So I'll show you that we have such a thing in Olam Hazeh. A person goes out into the field and he meets the santer, the guy who's in charge of measure, the surveyor of the fields, who has the ability to say, oh, this field really belongs to your neighbor and we have to move over the fence. And that's like meaning the lion. Then he goes into the city and he meets the Gabbai Tzedakah. That's like meeting the bear. Then he goes home and he finds his children are starving. And that's like he was bitten by a snake. Rather, it's because the Pasuk says, that it's going to be like a man that has his hands on his loins like a woman who just gave birth, and all the faces are going to turn to jaundice. What does Re'isi Kol Gever mean? It's a reference to he who all the Gvura is his, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show tsar like a person who just gave birth, and he's gonna at the time that he's mavir the of the chavim pray Israel, he's gonna say, how could I make these lose out in favor of these, as the Gemara is about to say. Umay v'nefchu kol panim liyarakon. Am Rabbi Yochanan p'malia shalmala u'p'malia shalmata. That everyone's gonna turn green, the upper chambers and the lower chambers. B'shash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu alal masi yaday v'alal masi yaday heich avereilu m'pnei elu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna say, these are my masi yadayim, these are my masi yadayim. How could I make these victorious at the expense of these, meaning even the Gaim are also the Ma'isi Yadayim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Papa Haim Adam Rienshi, Rayat V'Nafal Tura, that Va'azil V'Shadi Le'susya Bu'uriyeh, it's like an axe is running and falls and hurts itself, and therefore a guy gives the horse the axe's stable to be able to stay in. I'm Rav Gidol, I'm Rav, meaning the point is that once the axe is better, the horse is still there, and you feel bad because the horse has gotten accustomed to that place where he's staying. I'm Rav Gidol, I'm Rav, Asidin Di Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach, meaning the Nimshal is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his other creatures, who maybe he doesn't love as much, but he gave them the ability to be successful and to live in Eretz Yisrael or whatever, so it's going to be a little bit sad and difficult to remove them from it. Amrav Gidol Amrav, Asidin Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach, Klal Yisrael is going to eat up the years of Mashiach. Amrav Yosef Pshita, Velman Achluhu. What does it mean, eat up? It means that they're going to enjoy. So who else is going to enjoy the years of Mashiach? Chilek Ubilek Achlilu. What, you think Chilek Ubilek are going to eat it up? Rashi says Chilek Ubilek was an expression. It was like, well, what, you think Joe from down the street is going to enjoy the years of Mashiach? Of course it's going to be Klal Yisrael. So La Fuki mit Rabbi Hillel. Now this is to tell me not like Rabbi Hillel. Damar Ein Mashiach Yisrael Shekvar Achlu Bimei Chizkiyo. Because Rabbi Hillel said that there's not going to be a Mashiach for Klal Yisrael. We already had our chance during the days of Chizkiyo. This is what I was mentioning yesterday. So Rabbi Hillel holds that there is not going to be a Mashiach. There is a machlokas Rambam in the Sefer Ikrim, whether belief in Mashiach is one of the Yud Gimel Ikarei Amunah. The Rambam holds that if you don't believe in Mashiach, you are an apikores. The Sefer Ikrim says, no, if you don't believe in Mashiach, you're wrong, but you're not an apikores, right? There's a difference between being wrong and being an apikores. So the big kasha that everyone asks, and that the Sefer Ikrim proves his point from, is he says, are you going to say Rabbi Hillel is an apikores? And after all, the Gemara, maybe you'll say yes. Well, then why does the Gemara still call him Rabbi Hillel? The Gemara should have called him Hillel, or Hillel HaPikores, or something like that. He didn't believe in Mashiach coming, and nevertheless, he still is called Rabbi Hillel. So Rav Kook had an explanation where he said that which Rabbi Hillel said is apikorsis, but still he's not an apikores, meaning his statement was apikorsis, but he's not an apikores because it was he was misled by whatever he was taught or by whatever he made a mistake. He made a mistake in the way he learned. So that wasn't apikorsis. That wasn't him being an apikores, but what he said is treated as apikorsis. A very difficult chiluk to make. This is what Rav Eliashiv said about Rabbi Slifkin, that Rabbi Slifkin's books that were all banned. So there, Rav Aaron Feldman said, he asked Rav Eliashiv, what do you think about Rabbi Slifkin? And he said, he's not an apikoros, but what he's saying is apikorsis. That he holds that he may be sincere and he may mean well, but what he's saying is apikorsis. Then they asked Rav Eliashiv, but what about the fact that what he's saying, he's just repeating over what Rav Ben Rambam said and what the Gaonim said and what Rav Hirsch said. He's not saying anything of his own. So Rav Eliashiv said, they had a right to say it, we don't have a right to say it. So Rav Eliashiv assumes that they're deos in Ashkafa, that once they are outvoted by whatever is perceived to be the majority of poskim, they become apikorsis, just an unbelievable thing. And this would be an example of that, right? Rabbi Hillel's Shita becomes apikorsis, even though the Rav Kook suggests, Rav Eliashiv was very close with Rav Kook back in the day. I don't know, maybe he heard it from him. Rav Kook suggests that Rav Kook was Rav Eliashiv's Masada Kiddushin, he was his Shatran. But Rav Kook suggests that there is such a chilik. That's against the famous Rav Chaim. Right? Rav Chaim says that, so Rav Kook says, why is he not an apikores? Because it wasn't his fault that he believed this way. Famous Rav Chaim says, Nebuch an apikores is still an apikores. Meaning if a person was uneducated and therefore they don't know the Ikare Emuna, they don't know that there's only one God. They think there are many gods, right? They don't know that there's something called Hashem, right? So that Nebuch is an apikores, it's still an apikores, doesn't change his status as an apikores. That's also the Chassam Sofer is a tshuva where he says that there's no nafkamin in lemaisa. Someone asked him, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rambam? Do we paskin like the Ikrim? So the Chassam Sofer said lemay nafkamina. Either way, you have to believe in kol kutzo shel yod of the Torah. Doesn't make a difference whether what way you paskin. So the Chorot should make a difference what way you paskin, whether a person has a status of an apikoros or not. So it sounds like Chassam Sofer is assuming that even if you paskin like the Ikrim, if you believe that that's what you paskin and the real halacha is like the Rambam, then you never. So maybe that doesn't make you an apikoros. Maybe he's saying like Rav Kook against that Rav Chaim about how to define exactly what an apikoros is. Okay, but Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow.